In the Megazi refugee camp in Middle Gaza Strip, one more airstrike pounded to the ground another local mosque in a densely populated locality. The mosque destruction caused a state of panic and grief among Palestinian believers, like 65-year-old Jamal al-Hurani.
I wish I would have gone a martyr and not to see this mosque where I practice worshipping being destroyed.
The Megazi's mosque is among at least 10 others destroyed completely by Israeli warplanes. Also in Megazi refugee camp, around 2,500 residents have been forced to flee their homes and take a safe shelter in a local United Nations run a school after the Israeli army had ordered inhabitants of border areas east of Gaza Strip to stay at least 1,000 meters away from border areas. Raed Abu Armana is a 47-year-old father of four children. Raed, along with his wife, has just decided to stay at the school after an adjacent residential building of seven stories was hit by a warning drone's rocket before Israeli warplanes would strike it completely.
The situation at the school is difficult, but I had no choice but to come here, seeking some place a bit safer.
The UN says that currently there are 72,000 displaced Palestinians staying at schools designated as safe shelters, as a majority of Gaza's population are now vulnerable to either injury or death due to intensive Israeli attacks. Gaza's hospitals are expected to be overwhelmed with mounting casualties. Ashraf Al-Qidra is a spokesperson for the Gaza-based health ministry.
We appeal to all concerned parties to promptly support the health system by providing all essential supplies, including medicines, and provide Gaza with special medical teams, as well as allowing injured people to go for treatment at hospitals out of the territory.
Over the past 4 days, Al-Qidra says that almost 900 Palestinians, including 140 children and 105 women, have been killed and around 4,500 others injured. For Pacifica Radio, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.